This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Father. Father, tonight I come again as your servant. I come again as a man that have obtained mercy from you, whom you have called. I come to you tonight, Jesus. I want you to sit upon me with your throne and minister to us. I ask for liberty in the spirit. I ask for great help in the spirit. I ask for deliverance and breakthrough in the spirit. I ask that you will help me. You will move us forward again. Thank you because you make these meetings in this December to be meeting of crowning, oh God. Because you are the one that crowned the year with your loving kindness. And you crown the year with your mercies. We ask that you start crowning this year for us, Jesus. Thou crowned the year with thy goodness and thy path draw fatness. I ask that you crown this year again for us, Lord. As we are in the verge of crowning the year, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your tender love. We honor you, our Father. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. Show me mercy, Lord. Grant us great help in the spirit. Thank you, Son of God. Hallelujah to your own name. Hallelujah. In the time that we live, where truth has fallen on the streets, and there is a lot of corruption and perversion, God has caused men to hold up the banner of truth. Every time you hold up the banner of truth, banner is like a flag in the spirit. Truth attracts evil spirits. Because all of darkness feel threatened. Because one thing that Satan did is that Satan could not abode in truth. That was Satan transgress. What Satan did that Satan could not abode or abide in truth. Every angel that Satan fed, they were in truth. Because Bible say concerning them, like the angel Gabriel that came to Daniel, he said, "For I have now been sent to show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth." So there are scripts of truth that angels had, and these scripts, they have their own scripture, and we have our own scriptures. And those things that are noted, he said, in the script of angel, there are things that are noted, that have been scripted for them before the world began, that they will play. Angels that are connected to the things of salvation of your soul, things of your inheritance of you, there are things that they have scripted about them that they must minister. What they minister? They minister according to the things that are noted in scripture of truth. Things about Jesus Christ that are scripted for them, that they note to them. When they read it, they don't understand it. But as we too are growing in revelation, they too are growing in revelation. As they come into seasons in the spirit, they open things to them. Angels are also under Holy Ghost. The way the church is under Holy Ghost. It's not only we church that Holy Ghost is our overseer. So Holy Ghost also oversee the activity of angels because they are spirits. Are they not all mixing spirit? And Holy Ghost is an Holy Spirit. So they are lower spirit under him. He's the one that administer things that they should do. He moved them. It's not say, and he was moved by the Holy Ghost. It's not only men that Holy Ghost moved. Holy Ghost also moved angel. He moved them. It's not for you to act that which is written so time. That this thing is a time for a performance of it. So that they can bring into the fulfillment of those things written. So, Lucifer was a being that was using truth, but he could not abide in truth. So that was his sin in John 8. He abide not in the truth. And this is a school of barbaric truth. I remember those years was telling him, say, truth has been falling on the streets. And I'm raising centers that we again raise up the banner of truth. Meant that we use truth as their life. They will live out that which truth is providing. Immediately you raise the banner of truth, just like you become a target in the spirit. Every time a people are progressing in truth, he makes Satan afraid that what he cannot do, human beings are interested in it. Because what they have called you to do is what they told angels to do and they refuse it. Yes. That was the sin of Satan. Sin of Satan was not what? What Satan transgressed was truth. Satan is the transgressor of the truth. Of truth. He transgressed the truth. And by the reason of what he did, he became a father of lies. And when you don't abide in truth, Satan does not know that when you don't abide in truth, a world of lust opens to you. A world of lust is a world of lies. Because lust is another life that comes outside departure from the truth. So Satan is a transgressor of truth. He transgressed it. And whosoever transgresses, because truth is the law of the living. That's the book of Isaiah. Say, they will call themselves by the God of truth. Isaiah 38 and 19. They will swear by the God of truth. They will bless themselves by the God of truth. God does not know how to curse. God is a blesser. By the God of truth. So the word of truth is the word of the living. Truth cascade down from the world of the living, and all angels are living beings. Yeah, they are all living entities. So you can see that truth cascade down from living to the living soul, Adam. Adam are truth. But the truth that is in Adam is the truth of former things. The former things. From Adam to angel, they are former things. But the truth that's in Jesus is the author of the new things. Or the truth of God. Say that, George. So another word to call new things is the truth of God. I will talk about God or the law. The Bible says, His mercy are new every morning. Because you can't separate truth from mercy. When you separate truth from mercy, you will be judgmental. Because the truth comes from the womb of mercy. The womb of mercy, the firstborn of mercy is love. The firstborn of mercy is love. When God has mercy, the first thing I will show forth is his love. Then after love, you will find truth or grace. Except God loves you, except God has mercy upon you, you will not find the kind of love. God loves everybody. But there's the mercy of God. Or the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. That communicate truth to the heart. That can communicate truth to the heart. So you can see that a man may know Bible, but he does not know the truth. Jesus told to the scribes and the Pharisee of his day, you search the scripture. In it, you think you have eternal life. Because what is eternal life? Eternal life is the truth life. You know what I mean? Any other life outside eternal life are not the promised life. They are not the promised life. Before this is the promise, he has promised us. Even eternal life. Then when you read the book of Jude, Jude said, for the promise of eternal life, would God, who cannot lie, had promised. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledgement, what? Which is after godliness, in hope. That's it. Why you must acknowledge the truth? Because of the hope of the life. That if you do not acknowledge the truth, to acknowledge the truth means you do not accept the truth. To acknowledge means to accept it. To accept it as the sure path. To accept it as the sure pathway to inherit the promise of eternal life. If you follow anything or you accept anything, if you allow men to sell costume for you as a real goat, you will not go ahead in eternal life. There are other things that they can parade, and you accept them, you acknowledge them, and they say, if you take this, you have eternal life. They have just come you. What is 419? Yeah? An evil spirit as the first 419. Satan did 419 to all seraphs that follow him. He did 419 to all thrones. He did 419 to all dominions. He did 419 to all powers. And finally did 419 to all principalities. He came to show them that, don't worry, it's possible to be like God. He showed it to them. He showed them another way. Just that the way he repeated it to Eve and Adam. Have God said you should not eat of this tree? Don't worry. God said we make you in his image and his after likeness. Don't worry. It is not true. He was lying to them. For God doth know that the day you eat of this tree, you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. So he told them that the path to be like God is to eat of this tree. But known to them, that was a lie. So that Titus was saying to us that if what you are looking for is the hope, hope is an expectation. Hope is an expected end. Where you should end should be in eternal life. Well, hope of eternal life. Who God, who cannot lie, as promised. You must be men that are following the faith of God's elect. And that faith of God's elect is according. The faith of God's elect and according. Two things. You start with faith of God's elect, which is righteousness. For daring is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it's written, the just, who are the just? The elect. Because when you justify, you're not going to elect you. Or the just, what's another for the just? The just is the adopted. The just are what? The adopted. Another for the just are the approved. That the first thing that God does, when God wants to take men, God comes to take men, that he can promise eternal life to. And one of the conditions that God will look when he wants to give you the promise, or God wants to hope you, to induce you with the hope of eternal life. One of the things that God will look out for is, are you living by the faith of God's elect? Have you been counted among those who God has approved that you have lived by faith? And secondly, is your soul acknowledging, accepting, and receiving truth? The truth that is after godliness. Not any kind of truth. Because there's a truth that is not according. The truth that is not in alignment. Truth that is not, parallel. Truth that is not parallel. Truth that is not parallel. There's a cutting. Truth that is not in linear motion. It's not linear. It's not parallel. So, godliness, when you use that truth, you'll not be made godly. That it's not a truth that we make you or that has made your soul to be obedient to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You know, being a man that is subject to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's the godly soul. That means if truly you say you are obeying a truth, that truth should make you a subject. You should be a subject to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Because what the spirit of life in Christ Jesus primarily do is to make you godly. Because it will free you from your previous government. You have been under the government of the law, sin and death, and bring you under another government. The government of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that make you free from the government of the law of sin and death. So if truth that you are living, truth that is that truth that you are accepting, the truth you are subscribing for, it's not parallel, it's not according, it's not showing that you're a man that you're being led, a man that you're being controlled, a man that you're being subjected to another law, then you will never arrive at the hope of eternal life that God promised. You know, apostles that wrote scriptures, they are wise master builder. They are not confusionist. And it's good for any man that wants to please the Lord and that peradventure wants to be for God to be very, very aware of this. Very, very aware of this. For you to know that truth of Jesus, which is the truth of God, is from the living and is cascaded from the word of the living downward. And that's what I want to find in that book of Isaiah. That every man who bless himself in the head, when you bless yourself in the head, any other blessing you bless yourself in the head with are just nonsense blessings. If you ever design a blessing for yourself, any man that blesses himself in the earth, bless himself in the God of truth. Pepe. So bless yourself in the earth. So when God blessed Adam, that was the blessing placed on them. It was truth. Because how do I know it? Be fruitful. That is Colossians 1 from verse 10. That we grant unto you to be filled with the knowledge of his will. And what is knowledge of his will? Is truth. Truth is his will. When you open to the will of God, is to know truth. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2. When you have offered prayer to men that are in authority, you have offered prayer to kings. And why is the essence of your prayer? So that you can live the quiet life. To live a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is the will of God, who will have all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So the knowledge of his will is the knowledge of the truth. Let it sink deep into your heart. When they say to come to the knowledge of the truth, is to come to the knowledge of God's will. To come to the knowledge of God's will. That's why God's will is ascending to the knowledge of his will. So knowledge of his will is knowledge of truth. But in ascending order. Because you can't start from the pinnacle of truth. You start from the basics of truth. And you ascend into truth. And that's why they calibrate his will into good, acceptable, and perfect. Because you are growing the knowledge of his will. So knowledge of his will is knowledge of truth. That's why people that don't understand, knowing the will of God in marriage is not truth. Knowing the will of God on which course you study university is not truth. Knowing the will of God where you want to, where you should stay is not truth. knowing the will of God in how many children you should have is not truth. Truth of God, or the truth that is the will of God, is the one that subjects you to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is that subject to be like God or to be God governed. But it's very important for you to know who you should marry. It's very good for you to know the will of God on where you should live. Because why? All those small things, they position you where they train your heart to be ready for the will of God. When they begin to open the script of his will to you. Because if you are not interested in knowing who you should marry, if you are not interested in knowing the course you should study in school, if you are not interested when it comes to certification, everyone that your colleague in the office are running for you to run after them. If you are not interested in to know the neighborhood you should live in, which I say, they are not the will of God, but it's good for you to know what God has to say about it. They prepare you that because you have acquainted yourself. That's what Job called it. You acquaint yourself. What when you do those things, you are developing the word of acquaint yourself. So all this thing is to give you acquaintance. That is how Eliu rendered it to Job. Acquaint now thyself. Because you can say you gave your life to Jesus Christ. I give you my life. I give my life to Jesus. But the person you give your life to, you don't acquaint yourself with him. You don't know him. He does not know you, my brothers. So, essence of who to marry, where to stay, what course are you studying in school, neighborhood, essence of those things is to get acquaint yourself to him. So that he's not strange to you. Because how can he teach you his truth? His truth is the reality of his life when you are not familiar with him. So, there's need for acquaintance. When I was in campus, all those things in that campus that I called them secondary will of God. That's what I called them. Know who to marry, all those things. I called it secondary will of God. Which, but really, really, is to develop acquaintance with him. Because those things are not truth. Knowing where to live does not set you free. It does not set you from sin and death. You can be living where God wants you to live. And you are still living in sin. And you're not free for the government of sin. Knowing who to marry. You can know who to marry. And after you're married, you are still living your sin. Because why? Why ever we tell you who to marry and you marry is that after marrying, you are ready to come and do the will of God in that marriage. God can tell you marry this person. And you go, you marry. But in that place, you are doing the will of Gentiles. You are using the family to pursue what the Gentile pursue. You are no longer using that vehicle of your marriage. That's supposed to be a vehicle to facilitate the pleasure of God. It's not been done. You and your wife and your children, you are living in the lust of your flesh. And you are living the lust and the pride of life. That was our marriage as marriage has ate daddy because you marry and now your income are not much because you have brought the two income together. So now, what you could not afford when you are single, now both of you can afford because they come afford together. And so, you are not using that money to the will of God. You are having babies. And from having babies, you travel to Yankee, Obodo Ibo, and you go to Iluoba. So you can know those things and you praise them, but that does not make sure that it's according. What we make sure that after God has told you marry this person, you know, there's a lot of video outside now that say God does not tell anybody to marry. Well, I don't care about that. God tell people to marry who you want them to marry. But it's not a sin if you choose to marry who you want to marry by yourself. God will not fight you. But me, I know that God tell people who they will marry if you are care to know. And if you're not interested, God will never force it. God does not force it. But people that go to God to inquire about who they should marry, God tells them. So, God tells people who to marry. But God does not force it on people. And God will not tell you if you are not acquaint yourself. So, that thing comes to you if you're a man of acquaintance with him. If you're a man that not to inquire from him. But if you're not interested, God tells people where they should live. And the voice of the Lord came to Abraham. leave your country and your people and your kindred into a land I will show you. God told him, clearly, and he heard him. So if you are telling me that God does not tell somebody who to marry, you are telling me that God does not tell people where to should live. So God tell those things, but those things are not the will of God, or they are not the knowledge of his way, because they are not truths. But you need those things to come into a place and not acquaint thyself with him. So what does that mean? I love that. God knows you, but God wants you to acquaint yourself with him. It's you to him. Acquaint thyself. Acquaint thyself with him. That means the issue is like, when you get there, go and introduce yourself to him. Let him know that you are from me. Acquaint now. Acquaint now thyself with him. Because now is faith's word. Now, acquaint now thyself with him. So, those things, exactly, it's like Proverb. Trust the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In other way, acknowledge him. It's acquaint now thyself with him. Eh? And be at peace with him. That means when you have acquainted yourself with me, that means you can't be at peace with him if you don't know his will. Because the only thing that will make him to be at peace with you is that you are doing what pleases him. The only way that you'll be at peace with him is not with you. God is at peace with you. So God is at peace with you. If I tell you that God is at peace with Satan, you don't believe it. God is at peace. God, his throne is established in righteousness. And when you take peace away, he said, righteousness and judgment shall be the appetite of his throne. If you take away peace from the throne of God, he's no longer peaceful. God is at peace with Satan. God is not at war with Satan. God is not fighting war with Satan. Satan is fighting war with you, not with God. So God is at peace with you. But you are the one that's not at peace with him. We are the one that is not at peace with God. That is why you should be one to acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace with him. It's you that should be at peace with him. And that's the essence of the doctrine of Christ. And the essence of the doctrine of Christ is the knowledge of his will. So that you can be at peace with him. And that is Ephesians chapter 2. That was Ephesians chapter 2 was teaching. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometime far off and brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment contained in ordinances, for to make in himself a three one new man, making peace. So God is at peace with us. There's nothing you want to do. This is where hypergrace teachers and men that exalt new creation reality to extreme, this is where they got that. They said there's nothing you can do that will make God to be angry with you. Yes, God is not angry with you. And it's true somewhere. God is not angry with you. But if you got God as stature. But imagine you can be doing something very bad. After your parents are collected, and you refuse to collect, and your parents just kept quiet for you to be doing anything you are doing. You know how it's the more dangerous. So God knows that you want to do your way. And God is just at peace with you. No matter what to do, I just realize, I wish that you will know that this thing, that you will go land for trouble. God is at peace with us. Because God cannot break the covenant of his peace. Because peace is the covenant in God. What does it mean? God has agreed with himself. It's the thing that bound God together. It's a covenant in God. Peace is the covenant. Whenever a man arrives at peace, you have arrived at covenant in God. He told it in the book of Malachi chapter 2. For my covenant with Levi, my covenant was with him, all right, of life and peace. I gave them to him. I gave him to him. When did God give covenant of peace to them? The first covenant that Levi had was covenant of life, which Aaron had. But the son of Aaron, Phinehas, collected the peace one in number. When they were the border of the promised land. And an Israelite went to go and bring a Moabite woman into the camp where people were crying in their tents for loss of their people. And because the man knew that Moses also had a Midianite woman, which his father-in-law was Jethro. And we don't know because the wife left Moses and went away when Moses was about to die. And we don't know what happened again. Then Moses had to marry another Ethiopian woman. So he married an Ethiopian woman. His intention of this man is to fight Moses. So he brought it. And when he brought it, Moses could not talk. Because Moses understood. You see? One thing that you must do as a leader, if you break a protocol in the spirit, you break an order. You don't have right to instill that order on another person. I know that since that everywhere I break an order, if you don't follow a process, if you break it, and you want to now become a leader, you won't be able to hold on to that standard because you don't obey it. And that's what God used standard to train us. That man did it. Moses could not talk. It's not he was meek, but beyond being meek, he knew also. Because Moses died, what I said then, do not give your wife letter of divorcement. He was meek, man, but couldn't even read it. They put that condition because Moses had an Ethiopian wife. So Moses could not say anything. That's one thing upon when you break order of truth, it takes away truth from your mouth. We can't see someone that is walking disorderly and calling to order when yourself are broken order. The only time you have legal right to do that is only when you are truly repentant. So this is one of the reasons why you must make sure you live a truth life. Either when the church wants to about to die, I broke some churches. You know, some people, when they start their church, they go and carry members from other churches to start their own church. Also start their own. You know, some people do this. Some people go and put their church. It happened a lot on Nigeria. Their church is just the street where the church they are breaking away from. It's just down the line. Just down on the street. And they are now saying that people will not break their own church. They will break it. Because God can never lead to be like that. God does not lead people like that. So I'm saying that you must learn to obey order and law in the spirit. You must be governed. Every day as I pray, I say, God, show me area I'm not walking accurately. Because why? Those things are doing that for truth to prosper in your hand and truth to prosper in your heart. So, but the reason of this, Phinehas to the second part of the covenant. So the first covenant, the covenant of life, peace is a covenant, it's a bond. Because say, God is in peace with you. So my covenant was with him of life. So the first covenant that the God is going to life. Then the second covenant was when Phinehas used javelin to kill that Israeli. Then God said, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, I turn my wrath away from the children of Israel. While he was zealous for my sake. God like people that are zealous for him. God don't like people that are lukewarm. But God like people that are zealous for his sake with knowledge. Not just be zealous with nonsense zealous. The problem that we have in Christianity, we have many that are zealous. I see internet, I see a lot of them on there. They are too zealous. Zeal without knowledge. What's knowledge? Zeal without the knowledge of the will of God. You see, one thing that will repeat again to churches, again and again, be zealous. They give today, they are given a revelation of Jesus Christ. And they say, and to be zealous to do the works of the churches of Revelation. Be zealous. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore. But zeal with revelation of Jesus. Zeal with your understanding. People have entered fasting and prayer with zeal. Without knowledge, without will of God. So I was saying that my man may not be able to assess the word of the will of God except he acquaint himself with him. He acquaint himself with him. And the word of acquainting yourself with him is let him know you. Because God don't just show his will because you are zealous. If you are going to come, the word of God's will is governed by men that want God to know them. I remember what opened me up to light. It was that I kept on asking questions. I have deep hollow in my soul. I have lack in my soul. I see that I don't have answer to some things. I see that when it looks to my lifestyle, my way of life, attitude, things are not okay. I kept on going to do it in prayer. I did fasting and prayer in those days. Lord, what is wrong with me? Is this all you can do with me? Can a man please you? But I don't know what it takes to please God. I'm talking about 1998. I've listened to all Agin's message. Agin's book, I've read them. So when you talk about the word of miraculous, praying for this deliverance, I had anointing those days that they call me anointing that break the neck and leave the yoke unbroken. I can't pray for you and you don't fall under the anointing. Ah. So it's a meeting of all 9 meetings that we start by 10 to 5. Teaching. And people will slay under the anointing. Move, anointing. Power. Different kind of happening. People vomiting things. Things that Satan has put inside people's body. Go to villages to come minister. People that are mad, insane, that are in market, get healed. But after such meeting, I will go back home. I will feel sad. You don't have to finish that meeting, I have joy, but I'm sad inside. I will be so sad. And now I know what is up to me. It's a time, it was a time for me to acquaint myself to him. Because he's the one that searches the heart. You know, some people, they will fast something and start proving themselves. I see a lot of young people, minister, small children. You see them, they carry the microphone like this. I know they talk big. When we have the anointing in that day, we don't talk the way they talk. God is my witness. We don't talk like that. Those boys are, I see those boys. I see a lot of them. Now a lot of them are evangelists. They are prophets. In fact, we can't put evangelists on our name. When was that? Who born you to be evangelist in your name? Me? We just put our name. We just put our name. Simple. Just our name. Otito. No evangelist. Just your name. Otito. Don't put our name. Nothing more. And you see somebody, they put their picture is so big behind the poster. Big face like this. I carry my camera like this. You see them, they are sweating. I say, God told again about that. God said, they are like burning stars. He says, such people, they will burn and burn and this way. They can say in this lifetime, if so many of them like that arise. You know, people don't let this thing. It's good for you to be wise in your life. Some people are foolish and they want to remain foolish. I used to have some terrible friends. So. Terrible friends in righteousness. Have you prayed for somebody and the hand is growing like as you are trying to me pencil? They did not tell me I was there. If I was in that meeting. The person doesn't have the land. Hand was growing. As we are sharpening pencil, the way pencil, that's how hand was shutting down. Terrible miracles. But you can do all these things and you don't know the way. I'm not the one that said it. Jacob said so. He said it in Matthew 7. In your name, we cast out devils. In your name, we heal the sick. In your name, we did mighty works. I will tell them, depart from me, ye who has walked iniquity. For I know you not. I mean, you have never acquitted yourself with me. That's what he's saying. I know you not. Me, O Mary. Onisheshe. Emi, O Mary. Onisheshe. Emi, O Mary. Onisheshe. What is Eshe? Sin. These are scriptures I used to read in those days. I know myself. After those things have happened, I say, Thompson, only share near. Because sometimes when you stay under that sight of the Holy Ghost will tell you, you know, something that you say, you exaggerate that. Because under anointing, you can exaggerate. So under the anointing, you can promote yourself. You can promote that you want to be seen. If I be a man of God, if I be a man of God, if I be a man of God, if I be a man of God. He said, shut up! If If I be a man of God, I command, if you be a man of God. How can 23 be a man? You're a boy of God, man. You're just in your 22 and say, man, it's a 22 years old, you say, man. You're just a boy, a teenager of God, a young So you can do great works. You can do many work and don't know the will of God. Depart from me. You walk up, for I know you not. For not everyone that says to me, Lord, 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 shall enter to the kingdom of God. But then that do the will of my Father. So what's at stake is the will. It's the will. So knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. I know you not. Ye workers of iniquity, depart from me. For not then that told me, Lord, 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 I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are using the name, but the law, you have not acquainted yourself with him. Before you go to that meeting, did he send you for that meeting? When you want to climb that puppy, did he discuss anything with you about that meeting? That meeting you are climbing to, what did he discuss to do? How did he tell you that meeting will go? Did you acquaint yourself with him to get what does he have in mind for that meeting? Or you are just going to run your own program? Or did you take time to receive the manual for those things? And that's what, when you do those things, you just acquaint yourself with him. Then you can be at peace with him and be at peace with him. So the word for you to be at peace with him is when he begins to show you his will. So I say the knowledge of his will cannot come to you. The knowledge of his will is the knowledge, his truth. And so you grow in his will. Yeah, and that his will is from the living. Truth is from the living. The word of the living, Isaiah, is from the word of living. That every man that bless himself, that he who blesseth himself in the air shall bless himself in the God of truth. So what does God of truth does for you? So the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Why? Because, you know, I was saying something, I said that the truth of angel. I said that one, you see that word, former. Why? Because the former troubles are forgotten. When you say former trouble, it's not because I can't pay my school fees. What is former trouble? The former trouble is mean what departure from the truth or the former creation brought upon mankind. The damage, the effect of transgression. The transgression that Adam transgressed against the truth. The trouble that came, the troubles, the tribulations that came from that fall from truth. By the reason of now the blessing of the God of truth has free you. Because what truth does, that truth free you from troubles. Lord, sin and death is a trouble. Uncleanness is a trouble that came to man. Like John was talking to little children. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Idol is trouble that came to earth as a result of former thing. Satan, Lucifer, transgressed. And he made every creation under from Lucifer to up below. They all transgressed. They kept on transgressing. So, by reason of transgression, what? The former troubles are forgotten. Because they are hid from my eyes. It's the Lord I say that they are hid from his eyes. And that one said, and I will hid my eyes from their transgression or their iniquity. Behold, the Lord hand is not shutting, that I cannot say, now is heavy that cannot hear, but your iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid from his face from you, that he will not hear. So that trouble is to hide. So the former things are things. If you read the Isaiah for something called the former things, they call the former heavens and the former earth. And the former thing, he called the former heaven and the former, it's also in this Isaiah 65. Look at it. Because what brought forth troubles are former heavens and earth. Adam was earth, former earth that transgressed. But being young Adam transgressing the law of truth, the law of the living. Also, angel of the living. Because God created everything in the order of the living. God did not create anything in the order of the true. Because you don't create anything. The true is the word of uncreated. That is Hebrews chapter 9. The word of creation emanated from living. The word of the true God is not created. That's the word that God descended into. When he left eternity to the heaven, that heaven is called the true heaven. So Hebrew 9 called it true heaven. He called it the heaven itself in the book of Hebrew 9. For Christ is not entered into holy places made with hands, which are a figure of the true, but unto heaven himself. So this heaven is not heavens. It's where eternal. So that's the true. That's where the true tabernacle. That's the place of the true dwelling of God. Before God. When God left eternity, he entered into the world of the true. In that world, it's not his created there. No creation there. It was just true God that was there. It's the world of the true God. So, no creation. The world of the creation is the world of the creator. So, in everlasting, this Psalm 90 called it from everlasting to everlasting. He moved from that everlasting of true everlasting into everlasting of the God of the creator of the ends of the heads. So give me that Isaiah 65, 17. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former. So in that Isaiah, everyone that bless himself shall bless himself. And I swear in the air, shall swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles. I'll be fucking. So what the former trouble? The former heavens and earth. But you can be born again and the former troubles has not passed away. You know what is troubling us on the earth? Are former heavens. That's our trouble. All your trouble are former heaven. That's why our business school cannot solve the problem of mankind. Our business school is not heaven. Neither is it earth. It's a lie. That the former heaven has learned and developed a syllabus. Vision 2030. Millennium goal. Every million goals and every goals are designed to raise the kingdom of the beast. That's what they are. 2030, 2035, 2040, 2050. They are all the goals to accelerate the emergence of beast kingdom. One world government is to produce Antichrist faster. That's what it is. Every goal. That's it. But they know that you will not subscribe to it if they don't give you something. It's like carrots. They must give you a bait. That's it. It's an agenda to raise one currency, to raise one government, to raise one economy, borderless nation. God wants us to be border. For when God divided the nation of the, he divided and cut the boundary of the children of Israel. God wants us to have border. I'm not the one that did this. God did it by himself. So any arrangement that wants to take away border is Satan. It's an agenda from the pit of hell. And they will go and hide it in disguise of civilization and globalization. Globalization agenda from the pit of hell. Every global agenda. God wants us to have border. That's why I support the new Minister of Defense. Say, let's all put war around our nation. Be the war. Let it be tall. The time where we are going to live without borders has not come. It was a prophecy in Zechariah. For Jerusalem shall be built as a city without war. It's not in this age. It's the age to come. But when God divided nation of the earth, it's in Zechariah. So, but God divided the nation of the earth according to the bands of the people, according to the number of the children of Israel. So, God wants us to have borders. Want to go, everybody? But until this prophecy comes to pass, every nation must have borders. Our economy must have borders. In the restoration of the children of Israel, the first thing that the enemy had did is to build up the wall and close up the beaches and put gates there. So when people say, no, let us have borderless everywhere, African president are trying to arrange that. I don't know that, what that name of that man is called. That military man. Just be everybody go to Africa. No. Don't come to my country. I don't want to come to your country. Let me go through custom to enter your country. Those ideologies, ideology of the beast. That's where it started. At borderless, it started with cross-dressers. It's to dress without boundaries. It comes subtly. And you must not have tolerance for those things. You must not have tolerance in your heart for it. Don't have tolerance for it. When those things happen, you should make you want to vomit. There's nothing as cross-dresser. Where are you crossing to? Are you a car? You are crossing to lake of fire. Those things, what they want to do, they want to remove ancient landmarks. And those things, subtly, they are attacking the truth. They want to attack the God of truth. It's God of truth they are targeting. It's the God of truth. You must know, Satan, when Satan comes, Satan does not come like on with seven horns. Satan come very, very shiny and soft-spoken. With nice voice. So the former thing in that Isaiah 57 is former heaven. He called it in that verse. You shall show yourself by the God of truth. The former thing, because the former troubles are forgotten. Because they are from my eyes. Then, verse 17. Behold, I claim new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered. So what they call former troubles are the former heavens. The former shall not be remembered, nor come to mind. So when you name former troubles, so that's why I say that every trouble of mankind are caused by fallen angel. So you cannot use anything to take care of it. You need the new. And where is the new? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For if a man be in Christ, is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. So, where the new is in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus are all things new that are in Christ. So there's nothing that they can take. So all spiritual blessing, so everyone that blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of Lord God, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when you are blessing yourself in the air with the God of truth, you are blessing yourself with the new heavens and new air that are in Christ Jesus. And those blessings are truths. So any blessing, that's the only thing that can take away former troubles. Any trouble money can solve is not caused by evil spirits. These are priestly sayings. They say money answers a lot of things. The man that said it does not answer to take care of former things, former troubles. So any trouble money can settle is not the troubles that fallen angel has caused. Or if money can solve it, they allow money to solve it so that former trouble can be complicated in your life. You see, these things, you can't say them except you are a priest. Though. The mouth of the priest should teach knowledge. Or the mouth of a priest should teach the knowledge of God's will. And man should inquire. Men should inquire or seek the law out of his mouth. So what they are seeking out of his mouth is truth, knowledge of truth. Because the law is truth. He said in that Malachi 2. For I gave it to him. The law of truth was in his mouth. For the priestly should teach knowledge, and they should see the law out of his mouth. Then we see the law of truth was in his mouth. So that law at his mouth is truth. That heaven will give you billions. Billion will never take your former trouble away. Because former trouble came before money came. So money cannot, it doesn't answer everything. So money does not answer former trouble. Money should complicate former trouble. I'm not the one that says so. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Which many are confessed after. So money doesn't answer anything. Money cannot take away your former troubles. Money came after the trouble came. Satan told him, there's a trouble on the earth. So what can I do to make sure that they don't get out of their trouble? I introduce money. Before me, yes. Satan brought some things to complicate troubles. And Satan told that this is the, Satan said that money is the solution. Just get money, solution. Because people see, church still have the gap for money. God has said that. God said, but God wants to trust them with money. But God can't trust the people with money that think that money is a blessing. Money is not a blessing. Money is not a blessing. Money is a trouble. I'm not going to say that. It's in the book of 1 Timothy 6. Want to go? Let's go there. Pause. What are they? They are corrupt men. They are destitute. They are void of truth. May you never be this kind of corrupt men. What I'm telling you the truth. Destitute of the truth. So a person that gave is godliness. Some people, because you feel that you are not making extra money, you feel that you are in good book of God. You can be making money more. Your business is making more money. That's never now something your soul start becoming tender. I did please God, that's why they get more money. You know, you may be getting money because you are becoming more corrupt. And you may not be having money, but you are more becoming purer. And you may not have more money, and you are also becoming more corrupt. I know some of you have changed your job. You are earning 3 million, 5 million, 6 million, 8 million, 10 million. And you next year, you're going to earn more. But I want to tell you, that does not mean that you are in good book of God. Some of you go do business, you're going to make money. That does not mean you are pleasing God. You that are not making money does not mean also you are pleasing God. So that you don't say, okay, so you don't mind that you are not pleasing God. You are not pleasing God too. So it's not about making or not making. You are making more money maybe because you are void of knowledge of the will of God. So there's no hiding place for Satan. You must be sad. Perverse disputing of men of color mind. This is of the truth. Supposing again is God in there. From such, withdraw thyself. When you have friends, what they tell you is only about how to make more money. How to make more money. They're not telling you how to go to God. How to make money. This business. Ah, oh boy. Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, money. It's always money. Withdraw for yourself. Contentment is Christ. Contentment is a person. Contentment is not a thing. Contentment is formation of a person in your soul. Christ informing your heart. You don't get contentment by running away not having money. You don't get contentment by looking for more money. Contentment is having the law of godliness in your soul. That's what makes contentment. Contentment is to constantly realize that I don't need many things to be okay. But God can give me many things, and then I become a disciplining point to those who I need. Contentment is a person. Contentment has nothing to do that I don't have money in my pocket. You may not have money in your pocket, you are not contented. And you may have plenty of money, you are not contented. So contentment is the formation of a person. And that's what you strive towards. That you can boldly say, I've learned to obey. And I learned to obey. When God gives me the opportunity to obey, I obey. When God gives me the opportunity to obey, I obey. but godly with contempt is a great gain. For we brought nothing unto this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. 8, 9, 10, 11. But having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and awful lusts will drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which we have some coveted after. They have erred from the faith, pierced themselves with many sorrows. What was the problem of Laodicean church? The church was in everlasting life. They had major breakthrough into resources. And look at me. There's nothing we can do about it. One of the things you must pass is plenty. Amen. When you come into the God of truth, be ready for plenty. It's one of your temptation. It's one of your temptation. Immediately you come into the season of God of truth, when Satan knows that you are being to know God of truth, the God of living, the way God puts Adam in the garden with many trees to eat and enjoy, the same way God will put many things around you and see your response to them. God will do it. God will see if you are not going to be deceived. Because that's when you are going to go through the temptation of that wicked one who will come to tempt every young man in the kingdom, in the court of everlasting life. It's one of the temptations of everlasting life. To have things around you. To keep changing your job. God is doing that to see the way you will respond. Thinking that those things can take care of your mouth troubles. But they are not. For what can take your former troubles is the blessing of the God of truth. Where the blessing of the God of truth is the blessing, I create a new heaven and a new earth. The former will I remember no more, nor come to mind. Because why? These people, they have received the blessing of the God of truth. But be therefore glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. What did I create? The new heaven and the new earth. The new heaven, the one I create. So the new heaven that God creates is not a planet. The new heaven and the new earth that God creates is a of man. A man that is written in heaven. That's the new heaven. For the first man, Adam, was the earth, earthy. The second man is what? Is the law from heaven. So God wants to create. God wants to create the second man, the Lord from heaven. Heaven. What God is creating, God is creating. God started it in Christ. Christ was the second man. The man, the Lord from heaven. So God wants to create men of heaven. And there's no that can create men of heaven except the God of truth. Men that have access to the knowledge of the truth. Not just knowledge of truth. They also have the law of truth. Because there's difference between knowledge of truth and the law of truth. So we all start with the knowledge of the truth. And one of the ways of knowledge of the truth is to make us to be acquaintance with him. Because knowledge brings awareness. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. So to be at peace, that you cannot be at peace except you move from knowledge of the truth, which is to know truth. And to know truth is to start, and you stand and I say, and truth is a cascade truth from the God, the living. Isaiah 38, look at it. Be of for peace, I have great bitterness. But thou art in love to my soul, deliver it from the pit of corruption. For thou cast all my sin behind me. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down unto the pit cannot hope for thy truth. So when a man is going to the pit, a man is walking the path of destruction, he can't hope for truth. He doesn't have expectation that truth gives. Can you see what must happen to you before you can be at peace with him. You can't be at peace with him if he has not loved thy soul. I was sad by that. I say, love is the firstborn of mercy. Say, for thou art in love to my soul, deliver it from the pit of corruption. That is Psalm 16. For thou will not leave the soul of the Sabbath in hell. Thou shalt allow the body of your own to see corruption. From perishing. Corruption is from perishing. You deliver my soul because you are in love with my soul. You deliver my soul from corruption. And because of that, thou art cast all my sin behind thy back. So how you say soul have arrived at peace with God, you have made peace with him, is that your sin, God has put it behind him. And as God put your sin behind me, you obey God until your sin, you obey God until God accepts you and your sin is not behind. You are looking to a hope in God. Is behind. Before you mark a soul can journey point to be a par with God, to be accepted, to be what with God, I connected to what God, and then sin is behind God. That's what and the former thing will I remember no more. The former I will remember no more. They are behind. Like Paul was praying in Philippians chapter 3, forgetting those things that are behind. I look forward to the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Upward calling. Say upward calling. Upward. What's the upward? Heavenly. They are calling from up. The God of truth is calling you up to come into the word of the living God. But you cannot come to the word of the living God if you are not at peace with him. And at peace with him is that your sin is behind. Your sin is behind. Your sin is behind. Your sin behind me. You have obeyed the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You have taught yourself to be godly. To obey God. To teach you to submit to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And by that, you come under that government. And when that happens to you, then you are behind. You say, the way your former trouble shall be forgotten, said the way church, likewise, and it shall be remembered no more. The same way, if your former trouble, God say, your God also have put those your sin behind him. Behind me, they are not a thing that you're using to walk by anymore. What is behind him? It is not what determines your next step. But now, you are responding to, like Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. I look up toward the icon of God in Christ Jesus. For thou hast cast all my sin behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. So after your sin, after sin, everybody say after sin.
After sin.
Which gender corruption? Say that, church.
Which gender?
Say sin.
Sin.
Gender corruption.
Gender.
What I say gender corruption means it generates corruption. That's a gender. It generates. Gender means it generates corruption. The more you sin, the more you are generating corruption. After you are taking your sin, that generates corruption. But that does not mean that everything has been dealt with. The issue of the grave and death. So, former thing did not only brought corruption and sin. Former things also brought grave and death. When they are rescuing you from that grave bitterness and you come into peace with God, and the peace with God means that they have taken care of the peace of corruption. This also Psalm 40. And then you have come into peace with God. That means you have become godly also. You have obeyed faith or to charity. And they have taken care of your sin behind you. But there is what they call grave and death. Your agreement with grave. And your covenant with death. That it will take your upward calling in Christ Jesus to address those things. So verse 17 was talking about the program of peace. That you arrive from righteousness to peace or from life and peace covenant. But when you are there, when you are in peace, there is still another thing. For peace I agree bitterness. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down unto the pit cannot hope for thy truth. So peace and truth. So peace is a law. For the law, covenant of life and peace that came by what? By the law of truth. But this is another truth. Thy truth. Say thy truth. So the first one is truth. But there is truth. In the world of truth, there's God of truth. In the God of truth, there's the truth. But there's thy truth. Say thy truth. Say thy. And not for thy, mean my truth. It's the truth of God. Gang, the truth of God. It's a truth. Thy truth. Thy truth. Lord, send a light. And thy truth. When you are dealing with thy truth lead you upward. Lord, send the light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy. And what is in the holy? I'll put my king on my holy. I'll put my son on my holy. Because it is he that's on the holy that can take care of thy grave and thy death. Lead me to the holy hill. There's holy hill. Holy hill. Upon Mount Zion is the holy hill. God put hill on Mount Zion. Zion is Christ. Holy hill is on Zion. The hill, they call it the hill of Zion. The hill of Mount Zion. So you are on Zion, but now separate you. Let them lead me and let them bring me unto thy holy hill. Send thy light is thy. So you move from the things of Christ into thy own. God, you have given me truth, but I want your own truth, gang. Thy truth. You have given me the truth, which is Christ, the foundation of your life, but can you give me thy own truth? You have given me Christ, which is light, the light. Can you give me thy own light? Like Job was saying, which I was in the day of my youth, when the candle of the Lord was for me, when by his light I walked through darkness, and when thy secrets was upon my tabernacle, thy secret, by thy light I walked through darkness. I walk through it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear evil. For the light and thy truth, they are with me. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I walk through the grave and death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, because I have thy light and I have thy truth. Psalm 23.
Paranosia poco pena hinda lide handoli e delegile lide metuse lide medule se te bringe e sutele lide mesutele pekete bringe bringe lide bring lide lihe bring. Host you in light. Host you in light. Host light, host light, travel light, travel light, journey light, journey light, journey light, journey light, journey with light, journey light, journey light. Obio peru eseketo obio paurenika. It's the mercy of light. It's the mercy of light. It's the mercy to travel well. It's the mercy to arrive well. Oh, travel light. Let loose. Let loose of the shackles. Let loose of the holds. Let loose of the weights. Let loose of the grave clothing. Travel light. Travel light. Travel light. That you might arrive well. That you might arrive here. Travel with light. Oh, mount light. Mount light. Mount with light. Come up. Come up. Come up. Climb. Climb light. Don't be too heavy. Don't be too heavy. Obiletonia sekete. Focus. 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 Travel light. Travel light. That you might arrive well. Say the Spirit of God.
So, you see, in that Isaiah and that Job and this Psalm 23, you call it thy truth. So, to deal with issue of the grave, because Job was talking about there's a victory over grave and victory over death. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Oh grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy stink? Those are the two things. They deal in the sign of the Son of God. They ordain only your Zion for these two things. It is on that only your Zion that those who are returning, then shall the redeem of the Lord return. Those who are returning, because when men we are turned to destruction, he said, return ye, son of man. In your returning, you get to Zion. Then, in your returning, you have to come to the holy of Zion. In returning, he said, in returning. Which Isaiah 33 was also saying, for in returning shall be their strength and stability of wisdom and stability of the times. So, in returning, when I mean I'm returning back to God, souls are returning. Return, return, return. When they are, souls are returning. And so I've journeyed to a place of peace and has forgotten, and I've arrived, I've forgotten sin. His sins are behind. But as his sins are behind us, he has returned to God. He need to come and meet my king on my holy hill. Psalm 2. I put my king, he called my king, my holy hill, with my son. My son, who is a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will, so there's only hill of Zion. So there's a Zion, but Zion, Mount of Zion has hill on it. So you can be on Mount Zion, but you have not moved upon the holy hill. It's the Son of God, my son. I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Because where they get to begot thee, they begot you in the order of everlasting on the holy hill of Zion. It's on the holy hill of Zion, where the son is seated. The hill is the throne of the Son. What made up that hill on Zion? That hill is the throne. You have seen Lion King. You know, in Lion King, there is the sharp where the Lion King sits. So that is ite. Is the heaven is my throne. The heaven is my throne. Where is the place? So that holy hill is the throne. So the holy hill is the throne of the Son of God. Where they put my king? Because if it's a king, he must have a throne. So I said, my king upon my holy hill. Like, my holy hill is a throne. My king upon my holy hill. So the holy hill is a throne. It's my throne. To use my throne to administer issues of grave and death. And those issues of death in that Isaiah is that it's things of death. It's things that truth will start delivering. He that bless himself and swear it by the God of truth. And by the reason of this thing, to make the former things, because former things are not only sin. Former things are also some of the former sins are sins that can be behind you. Some of the former things are death. Satan is not sin. Satan is death. Hebrews chapter 2. As long as children are partakers of flesh and in blood, himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him. There's him. Say him. Everybody say him. Say him. Him. Say him. Him that has the power of death. There's a person, there's a being that has the power of death. And you cannot destroy death without destroying him that has the power of death. If you try to destroy death without him, and to destroy him that has the power of death is to overcome him. When you overcome him that has the power of death, you have overcome everything that he has to offer you. Him that have the power of death. He used death to gather into grave. Grave is not his thinking where bones are. Grave is the paradise of death. It's the paradise of death. Because grave is a resting place. It's a paradise. Grave is a paradise. Grave is a rest. Grave is where every death rests. Grave is that when you have finished the course of death, the promise that they want to give you is grave. That this way you should come and rest. When they say, we are going to put the body in lying in state, to put it to rest. So grave is not bones. Grave is where man that has finished the curriculum of hell and death rest. So grave is paradise. Next year will be a year where we have access to thy light and thy truth. He called thy light and thy truth in Psalm 3, thy rod and thy staff. Though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Grave and death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy light and thy truth, thy rod and thy staff. To thee, when you get to a home, when you go to this Isaiah chapter 28, you will see the answer to agreement with grace is rod. When the overspring of the Lord shall pass through. In Isaiah 28. So how to address grave, how to address grave is rod. To bring comfort from death. And deliver his soul from grief, from forced rest. Where every man that have died want to rest. People buy money to pay for their grave site. So that my children, you won't be looking up it sister or go and bury me. I mean, you go and buy their graveyard and go and pay and build it. They want where their body should rest. But their physical body can rest. Is this, have you find rest for your soul? So the promise of Satan to every man that used hell and death is that you need a grave. And it's the vision of the grave. A pen to the soul. To be able to fulfill the cause of death. How you should obey death. How you should obey the law. So I was saying something. That a man can have knowledge of truth. But he does not have the word. He does not have the law of truth. And without law of truth, you cannot make. So law of truth are light. He called law of truth both in Job and also in Job. He called the law of truth the secret. Secret. Oh, that we are in the month past, as in the days when God preserved me. When his candle shine. What is candle? Candle is light. When is candle and when by its light? When is candle and when by, there are two different things, by its light and by its candle. It's light. When by its light and when is candle, there's its light, there's its candle. I walked when his candle was upon my head. So his candle must be his wisdom. His candle. His candle. Then his light. When by his light, his light, I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God, so you can see, so both candle, both candle and light are secrets. Secret. When the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. So what's upon my tabernacle was his candle. So his candle are his secret. His secret and his light. You need wisdom and understanding to have breakthrough to his secret. His secret are his laws. You must walk through darkness because his secret are secret things. It is secret in dark places. Isaiah 45. The promise to Cyrus. They are hidden. I will give thee the treasure of darkness. Hidden reach your secret places. So you need this light to travel through darkness. To find treasures that can deal, or treasures, riches that can deal with death. Nobody that finds the cause, that finds that breaks death, that will not have home in grave. Grave are different from graves. Grave are rest places. That death are promised to those who serve death, who obey death. What is death? Those who obey corruption. Those who obey iniquity. Those who obey, that's what I'm saying, those who does works. When you say iniquity are works, you workers of iniquity. Iniquity are works. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil worker. Beware of concessions. So, iniquities are works. Say that, George.
Iniquities are works.
They are works. But those works, they make the soul to die more. They make the souls to separate from God. They separate the soul and cause the soul to depart from the living God, who is the God of truth. Evil, dead are lies. They are lies. They are things that the father of lies fathers. Because he refused to abide in truth. He refused to abide in truth. Then he died and became fathers of lies. Father of lies means he became worker of lies. When father of lies means he became works. Lies are works. Say that, church.
Lies are works.
Lies are works. 2 Thessalonians was talking about those. The mystery of iniquity, which is actually works. He said, for those who do not believe the truth, but they love lies and believe in lies. When you see Romans 1, 2, the same thing. Lies that are the truth of God. They are works. I don't hear lies. Sometimes lies, not that I lie. Lie simply means when your soul exalts some things, when your soul exalts lies, when you buy into philosophy that tell your money answered all things, And you dictate your life around those things. There are many lies that are instilled to us that we accept, we acknowledge, and we submit ourselves to such philosophy and ideology as a life. But they are lies. They are lies. They are not lies that Satan spoke to you, but they are lies that Satan has designed and have created as a formula of life, as a way of life. Just as one lead to God, that will show me the way of life, part of life. Likewise, lies are parts that Satan has designed his soul, persuasion that men hold on to, convictions. They are beyond what's of the flesh. They are beyond ungodliness. Death are things that will separate your mind from God. They are things that will separate your heart from God. They are things that will, they separate you from God. You can still be coming to church, you are separated. Because the place that those things take in you, they are very, very, they take and occupy very strong and high places in your soul. They are your God. He spoke about the church that their belly is their God. They have another God that they're worshiping. Their belly become their God and separate them from God. Because they refuse to obey the truth. He said in 2 Thessalonians 2, they refuse to obey the truth. You know, so they could not be blessed, but they cannot be blessed by the blessing of the God of truth. Rather, they kept on being separate. Gradually, those things are separating them. And unknown to them, those are the way of death. Way of their death. They are way of death that lead to destruction. And when a man, the more a man is being destroyed, the more a man is establishing his, what, his eternal home in grave, or everlasting home in grave. Grave is everlasting home that they prepare for every soul that we move to lake of fire. Grave is not 6 feet by 6 feet. That is tomb. Grave is paradise. Grave is pleasure. And it's not easy to overcome grave. And to overcome grave, you can't overcome grave. You have not overcome death. Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, grave. Oh, grave, where's thy victory? Oh, death, where's thy stings? Works. Death are works. Works. Works that a man generates, that his soul is generating. Thing that says so does, so that he can guarantee his lot in the grave. They talk about Jesus Christ in Isaiah chapter 33. They say he make his home with the mighty in grave. Because he became sin in Isaiah 53. Grave is the paradise of the wicked one. When they bury every man that died physically, it's a tomb. That is tomb. Grave is the paradise of the wicked one. It's a place of rest for the wicked one. When God says there's no rest for the wicked, we can say, well, no, if God will give me rest, I will promise a rest for every wicked one. If God will offer me rest, if you do it, I will promise you a rest. So, since God said there's no rest for the wicked, we can say, I don't want God, I don't want your rest. I have a rest I can rest in. I will rest in my works. And what I'm still stating, I've not yet have vocabulary to paint grief. One of prayer you should pray that God will give us breakthrough in what is grave. Oftentimes, when we turn over, we say grave enticing us. That was one of the things that they were begging Solomon. My Solomon, my son, when sinner entice you, and when the wicked one is telling you. So there is a wicked. There's only one. When the wicked and wicked one, he said, do not listen to them. My prayer is that we find succor. And this is what the Son of God has been raised for Holy Hill of Zion for. To help men break allegiances with hell and death. A big amen. Amen. To receive wrath. Against what? Against everything. To receive rod upon grave matters. Grave matters. And death matters. And that's why the Son of God is on the holy hill. He's on the holy, he's on the throne for that purpose. He's in the holy of Zion to minister. That redeem my soul from destruction. And that connects me with your loving kindness. And your tender mercies. What I've done today night is to rehearse the purpose of the school of biblical truth. That's what this school was designed. Since when I came, when I was in about the last week, the Lord was just about school of biblical truth. He said, this is the vision by school of biblical truth. To deliver men, cause men's sin to be behind God. And to mock us men, to break, well, for men to ride upon death and grief. And that man that can bless themselves by the God of truth and swear it by the God of truth. Isaiah 38 call it the living. The living. They can talk about the living. The blessing of the living. For the grave cannot praise thee, they cannot celebrate thee. They that go to down unto the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living. He shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. I say, you be a gentleman that may know God's truth. To make know God's truth is not to say it in your mouth. To make know God's truth is that you are free. That you are free from your sin. You are free from your debt. And you are free from your grace. That's truth. And that is why God ordained school of biblical truth. That from this platform, they should publish truth. Keep publishing it. And men, as they are publishing, men will keep embodying it. Until truth set men free. And men come to perfect liberty. Amen. You see, when you are free from all these things, that is when you can say they bring you into the true tabernacle. If you are not free from this thing, they won't bring you to the word of the true tabernacle. True tabernacle. The word of God. The true God. These are the things you are majoring before you are coming to the true God. Because true God is a tabernacle. It's a true tabernacle. Would God pitch? Not by woman's hand. They pitch it. It's to arrive in where the Father, in where the war and the Holy Ghost, when they move from eternity, where they move into. That's in that doom. It's the abode. But they will not bring you to the word of truth if you are not abide that in truth. Because the word of truth is the word that Lucifer fled from. For you abode not in truth. The word of truth is the word of the God, the creator of the hands of the head. Satan's about to stay there. For him to move you, when you are faithful there, to move you into the world of the true. And that's the tabernacle is God. You know, I started teaching. Sparrow has found a net. Ah, me about thy tabernacle. Oh Lord, my soul longer. Yea, even favor the call of my God. My heart and my faith cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow have found a house, a sparrow a net for herself, where she may lay a young, even thy altar, my Lord, my King and my God. You can't find this, you can't end, you stop to travel until you find rest for your soul. You find rest for your soul. But before you can find rest also, you must have used truth from Christ. And used truth until you arrive at the living. You use all the living, the word of the living. The word of living starts from the sanctuary, the way, and you enter into the wall. When you use truth, by the time you pass through the word of the living, you shall be delivered from grave, delivered from death. Then you are only facing dragon. For you to find the word of the true God. When the man has entered the world through God, he has entered the world the beginning before beginnings. That's where rest is. Satan doesn't know that word. But you must have used truth and where you cannot, you have fought truth and you are now abiding truth. You are abiding truth. They say, okay, bring it as abiding truth into the word of the true God. And that word of the true God is a word of pleasure too. Just like what grief is what of the true God is. It's a word of pleasure. It's a word of pleasure to the soul. Father, we just thank you tonight. Can you just lift up your hand and just respond to Jesus? Let's respond to the Son of God. Lord, we just thank you. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise, Son of God. Thank you because we are knowing your truth. And your truth is setting us free. Freeing us from our sin. And truth of the Son of God is freeing us. Whosoever the Son of God shall make free, shall be free indeed. And we are coming to be free indeed. Free from death. Free from hell. And free from grave. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lovesyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.